Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Seagill India Limited Q4 and Financial Year 2026 Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation conclude. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Prakash from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you.
Good morning, everyone. Today we have with us Mr. Avneet Sehgal, Chairperson and Managing Director of Seagill India, Mr. A. Saravanan, CEO, Mr. Kapil Agarwal, the CFO, and Mr. Akshay Jain, VP, Strategy and Planning. I must remind you that this conference may include forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involves risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management, after which we will have the forum open for the interactive Q&A session. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Avneet Sehgal for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to the quarter four financial year 2026 earnings calls for the Seagill India Limited. Our financial results, investor presentation, and press release have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website. We trust you had an opportunity to review them. The global macroeconomic environment continues to be challenging. Geopolitical ambiguities, inflationary pressure, and supply chain uncertainties persist. Yet India needs to form modern infrastructure keeps solidifying, and the growth story in the sector remains compelling. The tightening of the technical and the financial eligibility norms in the bidding process, higher net worth requirement, additional performance securities, and the greater emphasis on the PPP projects continue to favor established players with the proven execution capabilities and credentials. These developments bode well for the company like Seagill, and we believe that we are well-positioned to capture a meaningful share for the upcoming wave of the projects. At the macro level, India remains one of the fastest-growing major economies, and the government's sustained infrastructure push, combined with the nation's energy agenda, provides a promising backdrop for a kind of diversified EPC and developer platform we are building at Seagill. Financial year 2026 have been strong year for the growth of Seagill, driven by the consistent execution across our core EPC business, robust order inflows across highways and urban mobility. The fourth quarter has been a strong execution quarter, and we are pleased with the way our projects have progressed throughout the year. Our total order book stood at 18,554 crores as on March 31, 2026. Total order inflow for the year stood at 11,332 crores, significantly surpassing annual guidance of 5,000 crore for financial year 2026. The order inflow composition includes approximately 35.02% from renewable sector. During the year, we entered five new verticals, expanded our footprints in new three states. This provides strong multi-year revenue visibility. Quarter four financial year 2026 witnessed healthy order inflow of rupees 6,014 crores across renewable sector and road sector. We remain confident about the inflow pipeline going into financial year 2027 as well. The book-to-bill ratio remains comfortably at 4.8x. We see no shortage of bidding opportunities across our verticals. One of the key highlights for the year was the LOA of Sahibganj-Arirang-Bastia corridor, which remains the single biggest project Seagill has received till date. The total project cost is 21,160 crores. Quarter four financial year 2026 was a strong quarter for order awards, meaningful inflow across our renewable and power transmission segment. We secured multiple solar and battery energy storage projects, further strengthening our presence in the energy transition space. I would like to highlight this as a strategic milestone as it reflects our successful diversification into high-growth energy-linked sector. These wins position us well to participate in India's increasing focus on clean energy, provide long-term revenue visibility. I would also like to touch upon our strategic diversification, which has been a key highlight of 2026 financial year. We have made a meaningful progress in renewable energy, power transition, wind and turbine generator, and industrial infrastructure. During the year, we secured various awards of solar BESS and transmission projects. These place the company in the leading position to benefit from India's energy transition and growing opportunity in the entity-based infrastructure assets. Additionally, the Delhi Amritsar Katra Expressway project has successfully achieved COD during the year, marking it an important milestone in our project lifecycle. On the HAM monetization front, I am pleased to share that financial year 26 has been a defining year for our capital recycling strategy. We have entered into a binding document for Malotobor Saduwali asset with Neo Asset Management. This is the first transaction of its kind for Seagull. It validates our execute, monetize, recycle framework. For Bhatinda Dabwali, Jalbeda Shahbaz project, we have signed non-binding offer and these are currently under due diligence. Having stated this, we have a clear pipeline of HAM assets monetization ahead of us. On the renewable energy and power transition, we have received LOA for the solar parks and projects in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. Morena Solar Park BESS project in Madhya Pradesh and is now part of our order book. PP has been signed for Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh solar projects and execution has commenced. The Welgaon 400 kV substation in Maharashtra is progressing as well. On the balance sheet, the company continued to maintain a disciplined deleveraging posture. Our standalone debt to equity stood at 0.2x as on March 31st, 2026. On a consolidated basis, it stood at 0.6. We remain committed to optimizing our capital structure using standalone debt and deploying HAM monetization proceeds towards both growth and the deleveraging. For financial year 27, we are guiding 15% minimum revenue growth, with the renewable sector contributing close to 20-25% of the total revenue, further building up a diversification. EBITDA margin is expected to sustain between 11-12.5% and order inflow guidance of minimum 5,500 crore. Going forward, we remain focused on strengthening execution, expanding our order book, building a diversified asset-backed portfolio with long-term revenue visibility while maintaining financial discipline and creating sustainable value for our stakeholders. We are confident about the momentum going into financial year 27. We believe that the combination of the strong order book, improving execution environment, our expanding sectoral presence give us a positive outlook for the year ahead. I'll hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Kapil Agarwal, who will take through the financial performance in detail. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Ramani sir, and a warm welcome to everyone joining us today. It is a pleasure to discuss our performance as we close the fourth quarter and FY26. The fourth quarter has been a period of significant execution momentum, capitalizing on the strong contribution window, enabling us to deliver our best quarterly performance of the year. In Q4 FY26, our standalone revenue from operations reached INR 1,294 crores as against revenue from operations of 992 crores in Q4 FY25, registering a 30.5% YOY growth, showing our ability to scale operations effectively during the peak construction seasons. This brings our total standalone revenue for the year to INR 3,869 crores, representing a healthy growth of 14.3% year on year. On the profitability front, standalone EBITDA for Q4 FY26 stood at INR 183 crores as against INR 109 crores for the same quarter previous year, registering a margin of 14.1% in Q4 FY26. Our PAT for Q4 FY26 was INR 119 crores with a margin of 9.2%. For the full year FY26, our standalone EBITDA stood at INR 487 crores as against INR 432 crores in FY25, yielding a margin of 12.6% in FY26 versus 12.8% in FY25. Our standalone PAT for FY26 stood at INR 305 crores with a PAT margin of 7.9%. Moving to our consolidated results, which provide a more holistic view of the growing portfolio and SPV performance, for Q4 FY26, our consolidated revenue from operations stood at INR 1,386 crores as against INR 1,012 crores in Q4 FY25, growing by 37.1% quarter on quarter. For FY26, our consolidated revenue grew by 17.1% to reach 4,022 crores as against 3,437 crores revenue in FY25. For FY26, our consolidated EBITDA was at 585 crores, resulting in EBITDA margin of 14.6%. Consolidated PAT for FY26 stood at 309 crores, resulting in a PAT margin of 7.7%. On the operation side, our execution engine remained robust with 37 ongoing projects currently in various stages of completion. Our order book has now scaled to 18,554 crores, providing us a multi-year revenue visibility, which makes this order book particularly strong, is its diversified nature. It is no longer just about roads and highways. We now manage a broad mix of projects comprising of 19 EPC projects, 10 HAM projects, 1 DBFOT projects, and 7 tariff-based projects. Our reach now spans across critical segments including tunnel, railways, metros, transmission distributions, and renewables, effectively delinking our business from dependence on single segments, with renewables contributing 19% of the total order book. With that, I conclude my opening remarks and would request the moderator to open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so congrats on good set of numbers. So firstly on the international foray, so first what pipeline are we looking at in both domestic and international markets, and what is your target for the international business, say in the next 1 to 3 years?
So Vaibhav, good question. Vaibhav, we've already opened one office in Singapore and Dubai. We've already appointed one CEO international. And only because of this war position, we were a little slow and we are waiting for the things to settle down. And since we have entered into a renewable vertical, so I think there is no dearth of the work. We already have about 11 verticals in Seagull now. So, you know, what matters is our EBITDA margins and IRR at a concessional level. So if we get that, maybe we'll definitely bid outside India also. Thank you.
So what would be our bid pipeline in both domestic and international markets?
So right now we have quoted tenders which are under valuation is about close to 13,000 crore. And international, only one tender was there that was Shobha in Dubai and one tender in EU. Shobha was about 250 million dirhams. And in EU it was close to about 13,000 crore. Which is again under valuation, which is in Romania.
So these are in which segment?
That's a highway. That's a single highway project which is comprising of highway, tunnel, and bridges. Single project, 17 kilometers. This is highway.
So the value is 13,000 crores for a single project.
Yeah, single project. It's a 17 kilometer.
So we bid with whom? I think there should be a partner, right?
No. We have qualified alone. Out of the 12 bidders, we were the only qualifying partner. We were only qualifying single company. Rest, everyone has quoted in consortium or something, if I'm not wrong. That's our story.
Okay. So 13,000, it's not... So we were earlier, as mentioned by you in the last call, we were thinking of growing the business gradually, at least at the international part. So if we win this order, it will be a very, very big order, a very big expansion in the international market. So it will be almost 65% of our current book. 65-70%. So how do you look at that or any risk? Or how do you perceive that?
So first of all, it is a very conservative bid. Getting L1 is very difficult. Secondly, it's just a 17 kilometer job for 13,000 crore. And whereas in India, if I have to do such kind of job, 17 kilometer, it would be for hardly, say, 600-800 crores. and it is just a matter of, you know, EU, because the cost is high. Otherwise, we have executed projects much, much larger than this, and in size of length, linear length.
Okay. Okay. So when are bids likely to open?
I think they will take time because what I've heard is it's already been 4-5 months. And in a month's time, I think the bid validity will also be finished. So they take a lot of time. They're about 12 bids.
Okay. 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 So secondly, on the equity investment, so what investments are we targeting? So what is the pending investment in both the highway and non-highway business? And what is the year-wise timeline for the investment?
So in next 3 years, we have to put close to 2,000 crore, 1,937 crore. After IPO, we have put more than 400 crore. And we, as I said, we have already sold 3 assets to NIO, in which first asset we are expecting it should get executed in this month only. So more than 400 crore will come from NIO, which is another cash. We have a unencumbered cash lying in our bank on 31st March, just close to 66 crore, and unencumbered FDR close to 146 crore. So equity is not a problem with Seagull. We have amazing cash flow available with us. And besides that, we have our cash flows also.
So out of 1937, what would be HAM and non-HAM portion?
So I think the difference between the... One second. This is the HAM?
And this one is... These two are BR.
So almost 800 crore is the renewable, rest is all HAM road.
And both have to be done next 3 years?
The next 3 years, yes.
Okay, okay. And sir, lastly, the revenue guidance you have given around 15% plus, it looks quite low given the very strong book we have. So internally, what would we be targeting?
So good question. So, you know, we are a little conservative with the numbers, and that's the reason you would have seen me every time I remain between 10 to 15%. This time I've said it's 15% minimum. So, we are looking forward to good results.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Tejpal Singh from Manthan Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, hi.
Yes, sir.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on great setup numbers, first of all. Sir, my question is that your bidding pipeline is a little bit on the aggressive side. Your project, your order book is also growing very fast. But on the guidance side, you are just saying that 15% you are growing. So it doesn't add up. So can you throw a light on this?
So, you know, if you see our last investor calls also, the conservative is giving a guidance of between 10 to 15% and we have already achieved it. So this time also, we have given a guidance of minimum 15%. So just to be on a conservative side, we say that we will achieve 15% easily. But this is a conservative side of our, you know, revenue.
Okay, okay. And sir, one more question that although we are well diversified across the segments, but our order book is huge. So how do you plan to manage receivables and working capital days so that we didn't stuck in the payment cycle? So that's how that we can execute easily and comfortably.
So good question. You know, when this war happened, our department, which is MORTH, has come up with a notification. They've come up with 3 different notifications now. And they've eased out our billing plan. Earlier, we used to achieve the milestone and get the payment. With this, we can get a monthly payment also. And with that, it'll ease out our cash flow also. And besides this, we have sold 3 assets. So more than 400 crore will come from NIO also after selling those assets. So cash flow will not be a challenge for Seagull. We have a very clear cash flow with us.
And sir, from the margin perspective, what are the margin accretive segments in our order book?
So we have guided between 11 to 12.5%, double digit margin. Besides this, we make money from other income also.
So like, in our order book we have segment, we have different segments. So what are the margin accretive segment in those, if you can bifurcate margins?
So we always guide on a conservative way. So our guidance towards the investor would be between 11 to 12.5% plus other income, which will come from selling these assets, like we sold it to NEO, or some bonus, or some money earned from FDR, or some royalties. So plain vanilla EPC would be minimum between 11 to 12.5%.
Okay. And sir, how much order book is from the state governments and the central government? Is there any way?
In HAM only we have one project, which is MPRDC. Rest all projects, HAM projects, are from NHAI.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your detailed answer and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ishita Lodha from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a very good quarter. In continuation to the previous question, the money that we're expecting, 400 crores from NEO, in which quarter are we expecting, and will it come in our standalone books?
So, the first project, which is Manotapur Saluwali, we're expecting in this month. So that will come in this quarter. Bathinda Dhawali, we are expecting in second quarter, and Jalbeda Shahbaz, we are expecting in third quarter. So every quarter we get an inflow coming.
Okay, and this will be directly upstream to standalone books?
Yes.
Okay, and also this trade payables have seen a sharp jump from 79 days to 138 days. So why has this happened?
Yeah, Kapil will answer this.
Yeah. So basically, if you look at the March only, so whatever we have billed, that payments are released by the department in April. Same way, so the payments which are to be made to the creditors, those are linked to the receivables only. So accordingly, the payment has been made in the month of April to the creditors as well.
Okay. So in April month, how much money have we released to these creditors?
It's close to 300 crores.
Okay, and similarly, like unbilled revenue has also seen a sharp jump from 94 days to 133 days.
This was primarily because of the notification of Atmanirbhar, which was withdrawn by the government in April 24. So, what has happened earlier, we were billing on monthly basis, starting from 1st April. So, it has been linked to milestones. So, since most of the projects which are executed by Seagull are in the range of more than 1,000 crores. So every project has an billing cycle of 10% if you look at more than 100 crore billing cycle. So that's why, since the number of the projects which are being executed are more in numbers, that's why the unbilled revenue has increased.
Okay.
But this will improve, because now monthly bills have already started with a new notification. This will improve now. You'll see the improvement in the coming quarter.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dheeraj Kriplani from Avedis Spark. Please proceed ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead, Ji. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for the good set of numbers. So just one question, industry specific from my end. So how was the NHAI evolving in FY26 in kilometer terms and in value terms, and how you are looking at going forward?
So if you talk about NHI, if you see from this year, we start the January, there were a lot of good works which were out, but it was getting all the cabinet approval. And this quarter also, we are expecting good amount of tenders. And besides this, we are bidding in renewable also, with battery storage and solar. So we are not dependent on NHI, orders. And if you see, last year also, our order book, which has come from renewable, was close to 30%. And overall, the pipe of NHI is close to 2 lakh crore.
Okay. So, like, any number, what was the volume in FY26 in value terms, if you can?
So, you know, these are the figures which NHAI has put on their own website, and these-
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but there is a disturbance coming from your line.
Oh, one second. Okay. Hello?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. That was my question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Mahesh Patil from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, so congrats on the very good set of results. So my first question is on the margins only. So if you see on Q4, compared to last Q4, there has been significant increase. So, is there any one-off or it's just because of the execution that we have? And going forward, obviously, you have guided for the 11%-12.5% range. But are we seeing any impact of the, you know, RM cost, inflation, et cetera? If you can just give some details.
So last year, if you look at, we have started four HAM projects, which has majorly contributed in the PAT margins. And, obviously, the increase in the turnover is also one of the reasons for increasing the PAT, overall PAT of the company. So going forward, we are guiding our investor between 11%-12.5%. We are on just on the conservative side. So definitely we try and match those numbers in the quarter to come as well.
Okay. And so there is no impact that we can see in the upcoming quarters, right? You know, in the, like, RM cost, inflation, et cetera, no near-term challenges that you see.
So the increased cost is already compensated by the department. They already come up with the circular for compensating the escalation part. And earlier, matlab, it was linked to 3 months, and now it has been linked to monthly basis. So whatever is increasing the cost, that we can, that will be paid by the authority, ultimately to the EPC contractor.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And so my second question is on the order book. If you see, as a part of the overall order book where the execution hasn't started as for the project, out of this, how much of the order book can we expect to, you know, fresh projects that we can expect to kickstart in the next, let's say, couple of quarters? Do you have any number?
So, you know, except HAM projects and these projects where, like for Marina, you know, till the time transmission line is done, the project will not start. But in HAM, till the time, you know, 80% land is given clear to us, it doesn't start. But the visibility, what we have given as a minimum number, is available with us as a revenue. And of course, the more projects will start, the numbers will be better.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, please go ahead. Hi.
Yeah, hello, good evening. Just one question again on the margins. So, for the past 3 years, our gross and EBITDA margins have been going down, and you were again guided for a much lower margin for FY27. Any sort of competition pressure are we seeing? Why do you see these margins going down? And, is this a bit too conservative, or is this the way our order book currently stands right now?
So, ma'am, if you look at the previous year, so there was a income from bonus and royalty as well. So you must be comparing, considering the bonus and royalty income as well. So our EBITDA from pure operations is in the range of 11.12.5, which we are consistently maintaining since last 3 years. The other income is always dependent upon the execution and as well as the royalty, which is dependent upon the contract itself, which we have gone to the subcontract. So these two are not directly related to the operations and uncertain in nature. So if you complete any project during the year and if you get early bonus, that will increase your overall margins. But if you look at the margins from the operations, it's more or less stable across the last 3 years.
Actually, I was referring to the slide 41 on the presentation. So the royalty income probably will be added to the other income, but the EBITDA margins above them are also decreasing year on year. So I was just wondering, or is the royalty income being added to revenue from operations? I was wondering.
No, no. EBITDA margin is stable. That's not decreasing. And if you look at the numbers of the current year as well, our EBITDA margins have grown up as compared to the previous year.
Could you maybe refer to the slide 41? Maybe I am looking at it the wrong way. On the console side, we do see the margins going down. So
your FY24 margins includes bonus as well, and FY25 also includes bonus.
So these bonuses are added to the revenue from operations?
Yeah, revenue from operations, yes.
Okay.
So we have 20 crore royalty and bonus in FY25, and even FY24 there was a bonus from Karnal Peva, which was forming part of your EBITDA only.
Oh.
And just to add, we have certain awards also in place.
Yeah.
Whenever we get that, then that will also come straight to the bottom line.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a fantastic 4Q performance. So first question upon the solar and BESS projects. So I believe we have already signed PPA and TSA for these projects. So whether they have started execution or any land acquisition or approvals are pending from those projects?
So good question. Solar Maharashtra has already started, where we've already done a lease for more than 50 megawatt project, and we're expecting to get them this month more than 75 megawatt. And project have already started, land development, fencing, piling is already started. We are expecting to give you good results in the next 3 months.
So this is for one solar project, and apart for the remaining two solar projects?
So we have two projects. One is solar in Maharashtra, Maharashtra and one in Madhya Pradesh. Yeah. Maharashtra, both the solar projects have started, and Madhya Pradesh, the land leasing is happening. I think that will also be closed in next 10 days. The execution will start there also. And if you talk about T&D is already, the construction is in progress. We've already acquired the land. We bought that land because that land has to be bought by us. In solar, we have to lease the land. And the site development, fencing is already started. We've already placed the order for the transmissions and GIS.
Got it, sir. And for BESS Monera project, whether that acquisition has started?
No. That project will take some time because the government, the tender was very clear that government has to provide us the land, the transmission connectivity and the PPA. Till now only LOA is received, PPA is yet to be signed, and even transmission line tender is not even received. So once that is done, once the transmission line is completed, then only that project will start.
Understood, sir. And one question on the industry front. I know we are not very much now focused upon NHAI road projects, but if you are bidding, how are you seeing the order awarding from NHAI in terms of the timelines or the competition perspective?
So, you know, we are in a higher sector where we are bidding projects more than 2,000 crore, majority of them. And we have already got one 2,160 crore project and one 600 crore project of 045 hours. So we have a notch above there and better because of the higher net worth. As a group, we have a very good net worth. And as a listed company, this is on a better side. And going forward also, we are expecting a lot of good bids from NHI, and we are looking forward to it.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ramneek Sehgal for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so very much, everyone. I would again thank all the participants for joining the earning calls today, making this an engaging discussion. We remain committed to pursuing our business strategies and continue to deliver positive results for our stakeholders.
We hope that all our, your queries have been answered. In case you have any further queries, please feel free to connect with the investor relation team at AdFactor. Thank you once again. Good evening.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sigal India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.